energy through these vital points. The energy, or prana. Prana, or life force, flows in breath channels called nadis. It is believed that there are around 72,000 nadis flowing through the subtle or non-physical body. These nadis intersect at different points throughout the subtle body. Chakras are located at the intersections of these breath channels. It is believed that there are many chakras in the subtle human body. However, there are 7 important chakras that should be of concern to us. The 3 important nadis. These 7 energy points, or knots, are located along the central channel called Sushumna, also called Avadhuti. The Sushumna is sometimes referred to as the silver cord. There are channels located on the left and right sides of the Sushumna, or the central channel. These are called Ida and Pingala. The left channel is called Ida, and the right one is referred to as Pingala. Breath flowing in the left channel is described as cool and feminine. Breath flowing in the right channel is described as hot and masculine. Ida and Pingala cross the Sushumna channel at various points. These points of intersections form the 7 major chakras of the subtle human body. The 5 elements of earth, water, fire, air, and space manifest around these chakras. Energy flows from the lowest root chakra towards the highest crown chakra and goes up into heaven. It also comes down through the crown to the root and into the earth. The chakras are visualized as possessing a number of petals or spokes. Each chakra is associated with a different color, a different mantra, and also a different deity. Chakras should be balanced. Chakras are like wheels of energy, which are continuously revolving. The energy of each chakra revolves at a different speed. For example, the root chakra revolves at the lowest speed, and the crown moves at the highest speed. These energy centers play a vital role in the health and well-being of an individual. When the chakras are balanced, or open, they work in a normal fashion and contribute by blessing us with good health and well-being. However, this is not always the case. Some chakras may be underactive or blocked. This in turn puts pressure on the other chakras, which compensate by being overactive. This throws the entire chakra system out of balance. The way you think, feel, act, and behave shows which of your chakras are underactive, which ones are overactive, and which ones are still in balance. A chakra test can help you find the status of your different chakras. Imbalanced or blocked chakras can make you feel listless, tired, moody, and weak. This, in turn, will lead to various diseases, including respiratory diseases, gastrointestinal disorders, cardiovascular diseases, mood disorders, sexual problems, and many other medical conditions. Your physical health is not the only thing that gets affected by this imbalance. Your thought processes and the way you feel about yourself and the world around you is also affected. Fears, doubts, anger, and other such emotions take over and prevent you from leading a peaceful and positive life. Your spiritual health also gets negatively influenced. You tend to see negative in every situation and every individual. You feel wronged by people as well as by God. You lose faith in the Supreme Being and become negative and selfish. Based on the results of your chakra test, you can use various yogic techniques to bring your chakras back.